Jake, I've been reviewing your thesis draft, and I must say the data you gathered is quite impressive. The survey responses from 200 participants, especially from those in New York, really provide depth, but I think the central argument could be clearer. Right now, it feels like the data is very strong, but the interpretation might not fully encapsulate the implications. You need to ensure that the thesis presents a comprehensive argument, not just an array of numbers.
Thanks, Clara. I appreciate the feedback, but I mean, doesn't the data speak for itself? The numbers clearly show a trend, and a pretty significant one at that, spanning from 2019 to 2023. I thought that was the point. Let the data shine through and let it be the core driver of the thesis. Isn't that enough?
Not entirely, Jake.
What I'm trying to say is, I spent so much time ensuring the data was representative, especially since it's based on last year's figures from three major cities. Isn't the argument supposed to be derived naturally from these trends? If the trend is clear, then it should be evident to everyone. I focused more on the precision of the data collection because I believe that was crucial.
True, the data is strong, but
But what? Isn't the interpretation basically inherent in the data set?
your interpretation seems to lack nuance. It needs more context and exploration.
To be honest, I thought the chapter on demographic differences covered that. I mentioned age-related trends and how they vary by region, specifically highlighting the differences between younger and older populations. Isn't that enough interpretation of the data, or should I be looking for something else to add?
It's a start, for sure.
Then where exactly am I losing focus in this argument?
You're not losing focus per se, but your argument.
Could be stronger, you mean?
Yes, exactly. Consider how market trends since 2020 have shifted consumer behavior and how those shifts influence your findings. It's not just about showing the trend, but explaining the implications of these changes. You could explore how external factors such as technology advancement or economic shifts have altered the landscape. Maybe even bring in some expert opinions or explore existing literature to support your claims more robustly. By adding depth, you help the reader understand why these trends matter. Without context, the data stands alone, like isolated points.
So you're saying it feels too shallow right now?
More like it leans heavily on data without exploring potential reasons behind those figures. Think about how integrating a broader perspective could be beneficial. It's almost like the analysis is missing a piece, a bridge between the numbers and the real-world application.
I could add sections discussing the economic factors influencing the data. Maybe I should interview a couple of industry experts to add qualitative depth. I initially envisioned the data to be the backbone, but I see now how a deeper dive into analysis and context could make the argument more persuasive. It's just a bit daunting, restructuring all this.
Absolutely understandable.
Do you really think more interviews are needed for this?
While not mandatory, they could help.
Case studies might work. Thanks, Clara. I hadn't considered how they could add depth to my narrative.
Keep exploring those angles and let's meet next week for another review. Think about integrating some theoretical perspectives as well, as they might tie your findings.
Back together nicely, right?
Exactly, and help strengthen the narrative. Just aim for a balance between the data and the analysis so that your conclusions feel robust and insightful.
Got it. I'll work on that. It seems like I need to refine my focus and dig deeper into the implications. Thanks.